On December 7th of 1941, two very different events took place. One of these events brought joy to a small community, while the other sent the United States into World War II. The Slinger Authors Camp found out how these two events were connected by visiting the Little Switzerland Ski Hill in Slinger, Wisconsin, and talking to John Fink, one of the managers at Little Switz.
It opened the same day that we were attacked at Pearl Harbor. Unfortunately, that was the first day that this ski area operated as a known fixed ski area.
Next, we wanted to know why the hill closed and then reopened a few years later. We found out that this occurred due to a change in ownership.
The original owners was the Hurdy family, and it did close, and it closed in 2008 and reopened in 2012. And why was it closed? There was a business decision made by the original Hurdy family that it just wasn't for them anymore, so the area closed and sold off a lot of the assets. Why it reopened? Because there was a group of brothers from the area, actually Hartford, who had grown up skiing here and had a passion for it. One of the brothers owns Nordic Mountain in Wild Rose. And so as he got further into that, the other brothers saw an interest in it and decided that they could make a living doing this and bring this back. The chalet had been used for a variety of things, and one of them was paintballing. It was a mess. When it was rehabbed, it was stripped right down to the bare studs.
After that bit of information, we were very curious about the number of skiers versus snowboarders that came to Little Switzerland. John explained about the amount of skiers and snowboarders from when it first opened until now.
Skiing and snowboarding. Snowboarding was very aggressively growing, and now it's flattened out. And so our base is a lot of snowboarders for the parks, but I'm going to say it's about a 50-50 right now.
The next thing our campers wanted to know was how many different events does Little Switzerland host throughout the year? John explained how they host many snowboarding and skiing races and their famous Alpine Mud Run.
The Alpine Adventure Mud Run is a name that we came up with internally. The idea was sort of born out of the larger events like Spartan, like Warrior Dash and Tough Mudder. Those are the big national ones. And we thought we could do very well with a local one that's geared more for people who are first timers rather than this large event where the obstacles and the courses are so elaborate that people are scared off. And so that's where the idea and what we thought could be successful. We do everything from mountain biking, which is about between 10 and 12 times a year, to weddings and corporate receptions. And then, of course, in the ski season, we have different events like our Triple Crown Series, which is a snowboarding event that goes through. And then we have like NASCAR racing. So it's a kind of a mix of different things. Right now, we're not doing an event here, but we're with our food truck, we're over at the fair.
After hearing of all the different events held at Little Switz in the off-season, we learned more about the hills themselves and if the myths surrounding the names were true. Turns out they were, and Jane Zeal was named for one of the founders of the ski hill. Jane herself now resides in a house overlooking her very own hill.
Jane's deal is for one of the original owners, Jane Hurdy. And it's out of respect to her because she's still here. She lives in the house right here. And looks out on the hill, and it was a key part of bringing it back and revitalizing Little Switzerland as it's currently. So we honored her with the name Jane's Deal. It was a naming contest, so actually people who wrote in came up with that, and we ended up with Jane's Deal. Jane quit skiing a few years ago, so no, she hasn't skied Jane's Deal, but she skied right up to about 80 years old. But she loves it. She spends a lot of time here. She'll come in and kind of a little local celebrity because everybody who was from the past remembers Jane really well. A very neat, a special lady and somebody that we love having over.
Last summer, the employees at Little Switz began to notice an increased amount of people visiting the hill, even though it was not ski season and no specific events were taking place. John Fink said that this was a result of the Pokemon Go obsession. We were interested to see what he and his coworkers thought about this.
So, you know, Pokemon came on and the Pokemon Go came around, and it was the beginning of last summer, and we started to see people coming in the driveway a lot, and, you know, you see a lot of this. They're driving along and they're looking, and we happen to have a couple younger guys working with us for the summer, and they're like, oh, they're Pokemon. Well, then, of course, the news ramped up, and you saw that there are people all over communities. But we were trying to figure out, we we didn't have anything to do with them being placed here, but apparently one is up on the tower, but you can get it from right out here. And so it gave us a little bit of a logistical issue. We didn't want people walking around the hill for safety reasons, but we didn't want to say, oh no, take it away, because it does bring people to the area, and it's kind of a neat thing. So it was interesting. And now apparently there's just been a resurgence within the last week.
Camper Elizabeth Briggs had realized at the end of the interview that John Fink was actually a friend of her dad's and that they graduated high school in the same class.
John started at a ski hill in Sussex as a high schooler in the early 80s, and I asked him if he knew my dad from high school, and he was excited to learn that he did know my dad and that they worked on cars in Menominee Falls. I also learned later that I actually met him when I was 5 years old.